And we are live. Welcome to the process. Nope. Welcome to the NBA Strategy Show. It is Tuesday, April 2nd. I'm Josh Engelman, here to break down a seven-game NBA slate. Hope you're excited for it. It's a decent-sized slate. DraftKings gave us a good contest as well. So here we are, looking at everything. Kind of a weird one, too. We've got a lot to talk about. I hope you had a good day yesterday. Hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter at Josh Engelman. What's good, everybody? Good morning. Good morning. Lots to talk about, lots to break down. Kind of a fun slate. We'll see if that holds up by the end of today, but looks fun right now. That's all we could ask for. That's where we stand. I'm running the stochastic sim right now. We'll get that finished. I just finished off my sim as well. So we got a lot to break down. Schedule for the rest of the day. I'm going to get into it right now. Coming up immediately after this, 11 a.m. Eastern time, MLB strategy show. 2 p.m., you get the NHL strategy show. 5 p.m., we're back, MLB live before lock. Then it's 6 p.m., myself and Eric back for NBA live before lock. And then Greg and I hop back onto Playback exclusively at 7 p.m. Go to playback.tv/stochastic if you want to watch there. We hook up our league pass. We watch games. We sweat bets. We break down news. All that good stuff. So, yeah, we got a lot to talk about. Interesting value hanging out there right now. Four games with bigger than 10-point spreads, including San Antonio being 16-point dogs in Denver. Yikes. Should be interesting. Doesn't feel like we're going to see Jamal Murray for that one, but not going to read into it too much just yet. I am clicking run on the Stochastic Sims, and now we're going to get it started. Bang. The Los Angeles Lakers are 12.5-point favorites in Toronto. 231 total. We've got 15% ownership coming into LeBron. We've got around 15 coming into D'Angelo Russell. We've got about 20 coming into Anthony Davis. We also have AD as the only guy from the Lakers showing up double-digit optimal, 16%. Both LeBron and D'Angelo Russell are under that number. Now, the matchup itself, amazing. Even though Toronto's getting RJ Barrett back and Emmanuel Quickley back, it's still not going to be that good of a defense. That's just never going to happen when you're anchoring with Kelly Olynyk and Jordan Wara, I guess, at the five. So the spot certainly looks good for the Lakers. AD in particular should thrive. I have him ranked ninth. I'm dead neutral on him. He's in 20% of my stuff. Neutral on Russell as well. Having a little bit more trouble getting to LeBron, 9,800 small forward, power forward eligible. Not that he doesn't look good. 28% usage, 33% assist rate, 13% rebounding rate. I just think there are better options. I certainly prefer AD on the team. We do have Gabe Vincent back now. Cam Reddish is out for this one. Not that that matters in any way. But as I see it, the priorities are AD, Russell, and LeBron. And their priorities in that order. But no major stand for me coming out of LA. Now, if we take a look at the Stochastic Sims, which just finished up. Hey, Brandon, just wanted to let you know, buddy, it's Tuesday. But good try. Good try. 24% exposure to Anthony Davis. 7 to LeBron. 2 to Russell. 1 lone share of Austin Reeves. I think the moral of the story here, Anthony Davis is the guy you want to pay attention to. I would say he should be on your short list for a day like today. Certainly one of the premier pay-up options, but we've got all of them. We've got Giannis. We've got Shea, potentially. We have Anthony Edwards on this slate. We have Wemby. We have Jokic. We got a lot going on this slate. So AD is the guy that we've got our eye on from the Lakers. If we move it over to the Toronto side, we have 10% ownership coming into Kelly Olynyk and around 10 to Jordan Wara. Now, for the Raptors, RJ Barrett's probable. Emmanuel Quickley is probable. Gary Trent is out. I projected him in. I'm almost positive I missed that earlier today. Not that it's going to matter all that much. Yeah, I just missed that this morning. Don't know how I missed that. So Gary Trent is not playing today. Don't know how that slipped through the cracks for me, but I just noticed it now on the injury report. Obviously, Jonte Porter not playing either. That's going to make Bruce Brown look a little bit better, but we're not really seeing any ownership or love for this Toronto team. Like, I'm under on Olynyk. I'm under on Wara. No one else is getting any ownership. I am going to try to clean up. You know, the Gary Trent stuff isn't even going to matter right now. Even without Trent, you know, you're going to get the 30 minutes out of Grady Dick. You probably give Kobe Simmons a little bit more playing time. Bruce Brown probably gets around 30 to 32. There's just not a lot of love here coming in for Toronto. And I'm not surprised by that. When you bring back quickly and you bring back RJ Barrett, they are going to soak up a lot of offense. So I am largely ignoring the Toronto Raptors. 11% exposure to Wara in the stochastic sims. 6 for Kelly Olynyk. There's no priorities here coming out of Toronto. There are much better places on this slate than what we're getting out of Toronto. We move on to game number 2. The Milwaukee Bucks. Now, this one's different. They're 13-point favorites in Washington, 228 total. But the big piece of information that we have here today, we don't have Damian Lillard for Milwaukee. Giannis is probable. Bev is probable. Chris Middleton's probable. Dame is out with a right groin strain. And we are seeing what happens because of it. 40% ownership projected to Giannis Antetokounmpo, 35 to Chris Middleton, and 40 to Patrick Beverley. Now, I am getting to this one in a very different way. I want to be very clear. Giannis looks awesome as a pay-up. I got him at 1.67 fantasy points per minute. I think he projects quite well. I have him projected a little bit differently than we do at Stochastic. Maybe even more than a little bit differently. I think that projection that we have will come down at some point in time. And I ended up light on Giannis, just 9%. I didn't, though, end up light on Chris Middleton. 7,100, small forward only. He's 36% owned. He's in 60% of my lineups. I have him around 1.3 fantasy points per minute in this matchup. This is the guy that I want. The position is right. The role boost is right. 27% usage, 34% assist rate with no Dame around. And then do I want to get to Pat Bev as value? Yeah, of course. 4,500. 40% ownership is too much here for Pat Bev. I think he looks good, not great. He's in 20% of my stuff. Now, if we look at optimals, Giannis is 27, Middleton 36, Pat Bev 43. Those are the only three guys that we really care about here for Milwaukee in this spot against Washington with no Dame. They are going to be heavily owned in the stochastic sim. We know this is coming. 82% exposure to Bev, 65 to Middleton, 39 to Giannis. I think it's interesting to see that it's 39 to Giannis given our current projection. I think it's very clear that Middleton is sort of like the best bang for your... Well, Beverly is the best bang for your buck. Middleton is the best combination of upside and price. And that's why we're seeing Middleton in 65% of stochastic sims. Add Chris Middleton to the list of core options. Beverly's probably on that list as well, just because of what he looks like here. 0.8 fantasy points per minute in this spot, playing 30 minutes. He's point guard, shooting guard eligible. I think you got to prioritize all three of these guys. But I actually like Giannis the least of the three. It's not that I don't like him. He's clearly a fantastic play. Don't overthink that part. But I'm getting to Jokic and not Giannis. So just put that in perspective for when we get to it. Everything you see for ownership for Giannis, I'm getting for Jokic and flip-flopping these guys. So if that's interesting to you guys, then you can join me in wanting Nikola Jokic to be amazing. So I want you guys to join me for that one as well. Did I not update my stuff? Apparently I didn't. Interesting. Refresh. There we go. Not at all what I said, Jester Man, but that's not true. Also, Sir Bud, not at all what I said either. But kudos to the listening that everybody does. You played 23 minutes, guys. 23 minutes. Basically exactly how we talked about it. Just because he played well, totally meaningless. Totally meaningless. Go back and run the tape if you need to. It'll be like hearing it for the first time, apparently. Let's go to Washington. Good God. Incredible. All right, Washington Wizards. Here we go. So the Wizards, bit of a problem today. No Patrick Baldwin with the G League team. No Jules Bernard with the G League team. Jared Butler's questionable. Rashawn Holmes is questionable. Kyle Kuzma is out. 44% ownership for Jordan Poole. 30 for Jared Butler, 20 for Denny Avdia, around 15 for Corey Kispert. No disagreements for me here whatsoever. Milwaukee, middle of the pack defense. Probably better today than they normally are because Dame's not in. But they're also a top 10 pace team. So we have 44% ownership coming into Jordan Poole. I got 53. I fully expect Jordan Poole to be on our short list. 30% ownership to Jared Butler. I got him in 36% of lineups. He's 3,800. He's north of 0.9 fantasy points per minute. I'm neutral on Denny at 20%. I'm neutral at Kispert around 15%. Those four guys look like heavy priorities. I have all four of them ranked in the top 16 of this entire slate. Hard not to get here. 22% optimal to Butler, 24 to Poole. North of 10 for Kispert and Denny. We even got north of 10 for Eugene Omoruyi, which is probably not the way that I see it, but could be. It could be. But what we know here is that we're getting to a lot of Washington and we're getting to a lot of Milwaukee. The Milwaukee piece was easy. We have a lot more guys on the short list. We also have 47% exposure to Jared Butler. Write that name down. Core play. 39% Jordan Poole. Write that name down. Core play. Omoruyi got to 13. Bagley got to 11. Denny to 8. Kispert to 6. So we're a little bit lighter on the Kispert and Denny pieces. But Jared Butler, Jordan Poole. Two high-level priorities for what this slate looks like right now. Oh. Man, we're going to have to play a lot of this game. I like it, though. Like, if you're going to get to that much Milwaukee in a 13-point line, then getting to the other side is a no-brainer. And the fact that you can get there given the salaries. I mean, Poole at 6,800 with no Kuzma. Love it. Butler is playing around 22 minutes a night. Great value. Not a bad per-minute guy. Denny, Kispert, either direction. I want to get to a lot of Washington. Fun game to stack. Highest total on today's slate as well. So it's all coming up, Milwaukee and Washington. OKC, 5.5-point favorites in Philadelphia, 225 total. Now, we don't totally know what we're going to be getting out of this one. SGA is questionable. Jalen Williams is questionable. It's kind of hard to prioritize anything here. Philly pace has been relatively light. We're not getting Embiid back for this one. Highest owned guy we have for the Thunder right now, if we assume everybody's in, is 6% to Giddy. The most I got of anybody is 3%. But we're not really paying attention to Oklahoma City right now if everybody's in. If SGA doesn't play again, completely changes everything. If Jalen Williams doesn't play, completely changes everything. If they both don't play, we end up getting to an infinite amount of the Oklahoma City Thunder. But we can't break that down right now because we have no idea. They both hang in Q tags. SGA's been out for a bit. Like, if we look at the minutes now for these guys, SGA came back, played 35 two nights ago, but he's back on the injury report with the Q tag. Jalen Williams hasn't missed in a while, but we got to pay close attention to it. If they're both in, we really just don't care about Oklahoma City. And I'm expecting to see the same thing in the Stochastic Sims. 4% exposure to Josh Giddey. 2 to SGA. We're not playing Oklahoma City in this spot, guys. Unless we get SGA and or Jalen Williams out. Now, Philly. We have 20% ownership coming into Kelly Oubre. And 11 coming into Tyrese Maxey. Sign me up for Tyrese Maxey as a GPP option. He's in 33% of my lineups. That's a pretty big stand. Now, we only have him 12% optimal, 12% owned. We have Oubre aggressively optimal. And we have Tobias Harris even more aggressively optimal. I'm expecting to see Tobias Harris show up in Stochastic Sims. I don't think we'll see as much Maxey. Maxey seems to be more of a me play than an anything else play. The big question that we have here for Philly today, though, Tyrese Maxey is questionable. That could be a major change. We could end up looking at someone like Cam Payne tonight at 4,200. But for right now, Maxey is the Q tag we're worried about. Ron, Embiid is out. He's not playing at all today. Let's see what Philly looks like in the Stochastic Sims. ...33% exposure to Kelly Oubre. Now, I'm light on Oubre, but I'm a couple fantasy points behind where we want to be. The problem is, this is a terrible matchup. OKC is 6th in defensive rating. I don't really like this spot for Kelly Oubre at all. And he's been really bad from an efficiency standpoint, trying to be a guy that takes a lot of shots for this team. We did get to 20% Maxey. I'm going to go ahead and say Maxey is a preferred GPP option if he ends up in. Not the short list, but a guy we want to pay attention to. And then Stochastic Sims got to 18% of Tobias Harris. Not as big of a believer there, but I am neutral to the field. But it's Maxey season for me. It's the way I see it. You know what other season it is? It's MLB season, ladies and gents. And you guys can sign up at Stochastic to get our MLB DFS package for 30% off using the promo code Dinger. Link is in the description. Any MLB package that we have, you can get 30% off that first payment. And we're going to have a price point for everybody. If you were looking for the cheapest way to get in, you're talking a weekly lineup generator package. That's going to be 30% off. You can get just data if you want to. Sims Max, which will cover everything. All of those packages, 30% off. If you want a week, you can pick a week. If you want a month, you can pick a month. We've got projections, ownership. We have the top stacks tool, the top pitchers tool, the top batters tool, premium Discord. If you want to get in and chop it up about baseball, all the news that breaks, you can do that too. This ends tomorrow. If you haven't signed up for our MLB DFS package yet, don't wait much longer, or you're not going to have the opportunity to save 30%. The promo code is Dinger. The link is in the description. The New York Knicks are 2.5-point underdogs in Miami. We have a 207 total in this one. This is the lowest total of any game on today's slate. For the Knicks, Q-tag Mitchell Robinson, still no OG, still no Julius Randle. Heat have everybody that's normally available. There's no Tyler Hero, no Jay Rich, but we do have Jovich, Martin, Duncan Robinson, and Terry Rozier. 6% ownership to Dante DiVincenzo, 6% to Jalen Brunson. It's the highest we have. Whether it's DraftKings or FanDuel, everybody is less than 10% owned. We did get Brunson and DiVincenzo just north of 10% optimal. I'm getting to do a little bit of DiVincenzo. I also took his over on Prize Picks today. Love it. Line's going to move. Get it as fast as you can. So I have 11% of DiVincenzo. I'm neutral on Brunson. It's a terrible spot. 28th in pace for the Knicks. The Heat are actually about more in the mid-pack, but these are top 10 defenses as well. This is a tough spot. Knicks probably masquerading as a top 10 D with no OG Anunoby, but they're not a negative defense either. But we just don't want to get to that much of the Knicks. It's a horrific game environment. So if we look at the Knicks in the stochastic sim, 13% of Brunson, 6% DiVincenzo, basically nothing else. Yeah, that's the same way that I see it. You want to get to DiVincenzo or Brunson, those are the guys you want to go to. Otherwise, I don't think you're paying very close attention to the New York Knicks. For Miami, it's worse. 3% ownership to Terry Rozier or Bam Adebayo. That's the high on DraftKings. If you prefer FanDuel, it's 5% to Jimmy Butler. Highest optimal rate is Terry Rozier at 9%. We have no interest in going to the Miami Heat. I got to 3% Rozier. That's the most I have of anything. This game is basically a cross-off unless we get news. That's how quickly we can talk about this game. 3% of Bam, 3% of Terry Rozier coming out of the stochastic sim. This is the worst game on the slate. It is not even remotely close. We have a total of 32% ownership coming into this game. The next closest game is double that. This would be the, like, individual teams have less ownership, but as a game, Knicks-Miami, nowhere near it. Nowhere near it. So we've talked about four games so far. Let's take a peek at Odd Shopper and see if we have any bets out there that look good. Now we have like a baseball bet, Graham Ashcraft, but that's not what we're here to talk about. I'll leave that one for the MLB strategy show. Jalen Green under 5.5 rebounds is +114 at DK. 10 Odd Shopper rating, 5.8% expected value. It's the best thing you could find on the NBA side. Or you can go under 13.5 rebounds, -120 for Giannis at Bet365. I bet that earlier today in a couple different ways. Highly recommend people grab that if they can. 4.7% expected value, another 10% or another 10 Odd Shopper rating. Those are the two best NBA bets that exist in Odd Shopper. You guys should sign up for Odd Shopper, whether you're on pick'em sites or trying to beat the books. We take a market-based approach to doing so. Across 40,000 recommended bets in the NBA this year. Anything with a positive Odd Shopper rating for the NBA, there were 40,000 of them. We had a 4% ROI. That is a massive number for that sort of volume. And just lets you know how well this model seems to be working. If you're not on the pick'em side, or if you're not on the sportsbook side, we also have it for pick'em sites. If that's a little bit more interesting to you, if you're not in a legal sports betting state, you can check out Odd Shopper for pick'em. If you play on Sleeper, they're the sponsor of this show, after all. Free square tonight on LeBron James points. Take advantage of any free square you can get. That'll help keep your costs down. You can click the link in the description of this video to sign up at Sleeper. Get up to $500 on your first deposit. Simple. You could use Odd Shopper to fill out some of those plays. Right now, I mean, Ansu Fati in an EPL game, under 2.5 shots, is a 70% expected win on Prize Picks. Lock that down. That might as well be a taco for you guys today. If you want something from the NBA, there's your Giannis again. Under 13.5 rebounds, 57% expected win. You can fill out all of your pick'em cards using Odd Shopper. And you can fill them out for Sleeper because they're the sponsor and the link is in the description. The Houston Rockets are 8-point dogs in Minnesota. 216 total. And there is no ownership coming into Houston today. 0. 4% to Cam Whitmore is the high. We're going to talk about this one in a different way. He's 7% optimal. I have 20% Cam Whitmore. I think he's a sneaky GPP play for today. He's in 20% of my lineups. He's shooting guard, small forward eligible. Obviously, that positionality is as good as it gets. 4,200 for a guy that's a 1.1 fantasy point per minute guy. Here's the big takeaway. He can play like 23 minutes. Last time out for Houston, he played 22. I assume that's a floor. I don't know, maybe not floor, but like that's just going to be expected. I think he can play more. They can cut other guys' minutes and bump up someone like Cam Whitmore right now if it's going well. But because of how good he is on a per minute basis, he's a 28% usage guy. I think Cam Whitmore is one of the sneakiest plays of today. If that ownership holds, he's one of my favorite things to roster in a GPP. Love the idea of getting to Cam Whitmore. Now, we didn't get it in the stochastic sim. We only got to 3% Cam Whitmore. I'm a much bigger believer. I think he's the most underrated play that exists on today's slate. It does not take much for him to beat 4,200. What we're asking for today is 30 fantasy points. He could play more minutes, potentially. That would not be crazy to me at all. Or he could just be good in 23 minutes. 30 fantasy points in 23 minutes is 1.3 fantasy points per minute. That would not be an outlandish rate set for Cam Whitmore. For the rest of Houston, though, against the number one defense in the league, probably not the direction we're going. He didn't play extra minutes. He played 23 minutes. What are we talking about, Jesterman? He played 23 minutes. Obviously, there's wiggle room between 20 and 23. A tad of embellishment. Come on, man. He didn't fall into extra minutes. That's just a normal rotation. Cam Whitmore is completely different than Brandon Clark. Not comparable at all. Cam Whitmore can play 30 minutes today. And a better per minute performer than Brandon Clark. Couldn't be less comparable. One of them is a shooting guard and small forward as well. I don't know what we're doing here, guys. Minnesota side. 22% ownership coming into Rudy Gobert. Interesting spot against Houston here. That size should be different. 10% to Edwards, 10% to Conley. I got 25% of Edwards and 20 of Gobert. I want to get to the two main guys for Minnesota here against Houston. Love the spot for Anthony Edwards. 9,400. He was 10K recently. Shooting guard, small forward. Paying for Anthony Edwards here against Houston at sub 10% ownership. Love it. Love it. Why wouldn't you want to do that? We have Gobert 25% optimal. Edwards 11. Mike Conley 13. Conley's sort of always that guy early. But I want to get to Edwards and I want to get to Gobert. I love this spot for Minnesota, especially with Houston like giving it their all. I think we're in a really nice opportunity to get Edwards and Gobert. Jesterman, the guys. Name isn't Harvey Dangerfield. You're thinking of Rodney Dangerfield. Harvey Danger is the name that you're looking for. This is sort of like you going back and looking at this DFS stuff. You're getting it wrong as well. It's just like the lack of detail is something special. Rodney Dangerfield, comedian, didn't sing. Your confidence is not matching up to your intelligence. Minnesota Timberwolves, Rudy Gobert in 55% of our lineups from the Stochastic Sims. we're going to be keeping a very close eye on Rudy Gobert for the rest of the day. We did get to 13% of Mike Conley, just 9 of Anthony Edwards. Join me on Anthony Edwards Hill today, baby. It's a much better place to be. Much better place to be. But I'm in total agreement with Rudy Gobert. Maybe not 50% Gobert season, 20 works. But if you can get Anthony Edwards on the sneak tip under 10% ownership, I think that's a way to differentiate yourself. The main event of the evening, the San Antonio Spurs. They're 16-point dogs in Denver. Here is the injury report for the San Antonio Spurs. They will not have Dominic Barlow. They will not have Charles Bassey. Keldon Johnson, left foot sprain, out. Jeremy Sochan, left ankle impingement, out. Devin Vassell, right third metatarsal head stress reaction. None of that makes sense to me. Anyway, Devin Vassell out. So no Vassell, no Sochan, no Keldon Johnson. No ownership to Victor Wembanyama at 10,800, just 5%. However, 25% to Malachi Branham, 15% to Julian Champagne and Sandro Mamukelashvili, around 10 for Trey Jones. But the big guy here, Chetty Osman, small forward, power forward eligible, 3,900, projected for 40% ownership. And I have 57. Easy value play to get to today. Horrific spot. They don't have enough bodies. He started. He's going to play around 30 minutes. You got to get to Chetty. I'm around the field on Champagne, on Branham, on Mamu, on Trey Jones. Not much Wemby. Terrible spot for Wemby. In elevation. Taking on Jokic. It's not going to be fun. But you got to get yourself to Chetty. If you want to look at the boom bust tool here. Now, we only have him 18% optimal. That's not ideal. But he is the best play coming out of San Antonio. Mamu, Champagne, Branham. All north of 10% optimal. We got to get to a lot of San Antonio because of what they are missing for today. What do the stochastic sims say? 30% ownership to Chetty Osman. Write the name down, folks. Chetty's on the short list. Josh, I watched the process. Minutes are bank, dude, but I'll give you this one. Thank you, I guess. You got to get to Chetty today. Assuming he's starting, that value is impossible to get away from. 17% to Mamu, 17% to Malachi Branham. Full agreement. These guys are on the secondary options list. Very little Champagne, very little Wemby, very little Trey Jones. It's Chetty at the top. Assuming they go to that same starting lineup again and you get Chetty starting, they don't have enough bodies today. They just don't. They are ultra, ultra shorthanded. So you're going to get those minutes sort of one way or the other. It doesn't even really matter what a blowout looks like. I'm going to have a real hard time, though, getting to Wemby, even in this spot. So hope you guys find that exciting. I think this is more exciting. 9% ownership to Nikola Jokic is the highest mark of anybody on Denver. It's different on FanDuel. Gordon is 6,100. He's 27% owned. But the injury report is still showing the same thing we've seen lately. Gordon's probable. Jokic probable. Jamal Murray questionable. All like Jokic. We'll all like Jokic even more if Jamal Murray happens to be out. But even if he is in, the way that I have it projected right now, Jokic is set up to do some real damage to this San Antonio team. Even at 12K, he's in 32% of my stuff. I think he is, relative to ownership, your best pay-up option today. We have him 11% optimal, 9% owned. I don't think we're going to see as much ownership as I'm getting to Jokic when we run this sim. But to me, it's the guy you want to get to if you're paying up today. It just looks good. Because you already have Giannis pulling 40 and Jokic at 10. These guys aren't 4-1. They're just not. AD, 20% owned. Now, the power forward eligibility helps. I don't have him even remotely close to the same projection for Nikola Jokic. Like, I think Jokic and Giannis are pretty similar, but the ownership is a chasm, and it's not just positionally either. So you can get different with Anthony Edwards and Jokic today, and I think that is a really nice way to set up your lineups. Now, if we look at Stochastic Sims for Denver, this will be the telltale sign for us. We only got to 10% of Jokic. Like I said, I'm a much bigger believer in going to Jokic in this spot. I think he's going to thrive. I think the San Antonio defense is in real trouble. This could be a spot where we see Jokic with just infinite assists. Might not be the biggest scoring day for him, but even still, I want all things Jokic. He is my priority pay-up option today. You're not really getting to anything else from Denver, though, unless we get Jamal Murray out, at which point we could bump the rates for an Aaron Gordon, a Michael Porter Jr., Reggie Jackson, etc. One game left to go. The Cleveland Cavaliers and the Utah Jazz, hit that like button. Cavs are 11-point favorites in Utah. Revenge narratives galore in this one. On the Cleveland side, the Cavs are going to be without Isaac Okoro. Obviously, still no Dean Wade, no Craig Porter. Utah is without Jordan Clarkson, John Collins, Johnny Juzang, Laurie Markkanen, Micah Potter. They're all with their G League team or just out. Thanks for that, Jordan Klein. 15% ownership is coming into Evan Mobley. No one else is getting any love from Cleveland. I completely agree. I got to 7% of Mobley. He ranks 32nd for me. Now, we have Mobley as neutral optimal to ownership, which I do think is appealing. But I don't think we're going to be getting to a ton of Evan Mobley one way or the other. If we look at Cleveland in the stochastic sim, we got to 15%. We match the field. If you're playing anyone from Cleveland today, it's Evan Mobley, and it's probably not anybody else. Utah, however, has 15% ownership to Bryce Sensabaugh, 20 to Keontae George, 10 to Colin Sexton, 10 to Omer Yurtseven, and 64 to Walker Kessler. I got to 86, and I don't really know how you do anything other than do that. He's 4,700. He's going to play 30 minutes, and he's a fantasy point per minute guy, or at least somewhere in that neighborhood. He is the clear best play today across everything we've looked at. No doubt about it. First chalk guy in. He's your first cash option. Every bit of today is centered around Walker Kessler, and he should be. He's 42% optimal. Every bit of Walker Kessler is the best play here. But I'm not stopping there. I have 50%+ of Bryce Sensabaugh. He's a little over a 0.8 fantasy point per minute guy. He's 4,300. He has an MPE. He's going to play north of 30 minutes. I want to get to a ton of him. Now, we only have him 13% optimal. We also have 21% optimal rate going to Samanich, 11 to Yurtseven, 18 to Keontae George. We are getting to a ton of the Utah Jazz, even in a not-so-great spot. You got to get Kessler. I personally will be heavy on Bryce Sensabaugh. Stochastic Sims, what is the story? How about 83% exposure to Walker Kessler? Write it down, tattoo it on your arm, do whatever you need to do. Walker Kessler is the number one play on today's slate. It isn't even close. Now, I'm a much bigger believer in Sensabaugh. Stochastic Sim still got over the field. I like the positionality of Sensabaugh here. The fact that you can fill in at small forward, that's kind of where I'm looking. I think Keontae George is fine. I think Colin Sexton is fine. I'm not as big of a believer in Luka Samanich. Probably could boost his projection a little bit. Maybe there's some more minutes to go around there. We don't totally know what they're going to do with some of these guys. There are extra pieces of Utah that can feel good. But it's Walker Kessler, universal play. It's Bryce Sensabaugh, Josh Engelman play. Let's sum it all up here on the Stochastic Sims. A reminder, MLB strategy show coming up after this one. All right, best plays out of the stochastic sims on DraftKings. Two guys got to 80% exposure, Walker Kessler and Patrick Beverley. We got Chris Middleton into the 60s. We got Rudy Gobert into the 50s. And then we got a pack of guys into the 30s. Giannis, Jordan Poole, and Kelly Oubre. Now, we're going to look at the top lineup, and then we're going to run it all for FanDuel. So if you're here and you haven't hit that like button yet, help a brother out, man. Hit that thumbs up. Helps me a ton. Love seeing that number of likes climb. No reason we can't get up over 100. Number one lineup to start the day in the Stochastic Sims. Jared Butler, Patrick Beverley, Chris Middleton, Giannis, Bagley, Brunson, Mamu, and Walker Kessler. Now let's see what we have on the FanDuel side. Let's get it running here. Maxi present at shoot around. That's good to know. Jay Vanderbilt, a sleeping night, man. Bet at 11, up at 545. Prep this stuff back here talking to you guys. Easy stuff. All right, let's see what we have on FanDuel for you guys. Coach Chris, I think you'll regret that one. I think you'll regret that one. 4,700 is not the right price for Walker Kessler in this spot. You could have Jokic and Giannis and still play Walker Kessler. That's probably the way to do it. Yes. Easy life. All right, we're going to get to these FanDuel lineups. We'll take a look at exposures. We'll take a look at the number one lineup. And then we are going to turn this bad boy over to MLB strategy, top of the hour. Dave Lochran, Matt Bellman, breaking down today's MLB slate. Almost there. We're coming down the home stretch. Thank you guys for being here. Love doing this show. Still got a while to go yet. And if you haven't yet, follow me on Pickit, P-I-K-K-I-T. This is where all of my betting and pick'em stuff gets tracked. The moment I make any bets, they're synced to my profile. If you want to tail me, follow me on Pickit because everything that I have is there. And since sports betting went legal on the 11th of March, this guy's pretty good at it. Yeah, S&P. I sleep more now. It used to be way worse. All right, the number one lineup on FanDuel. Trey Jones, Patrick Beverley, Keontae George, Jared Butler, Tobias Harris, Chris Middleton, Wemby, Samanich, and Rudy Gobert. If we favorite the top 150 lineups, our exposures are as follows. 80%. For Patrick Beverley and Chris Middleton. 70% to Keontae George. We drop to the 40s for Gobert, Jared Butler, and Jordan Poole. And then we get Giannis, Kispert, Tobias Harris, Walker Kessler, and Chetty Osman all in the 30s. That is where we stand. This is a fun slate. I like it. The schedule's not the worst. We end at 9. They drop the 10 o'clock games tonight. But I like this spot. I think it's a good one. Just out of curiosity, what are the odds of a Walker Kessler double-double today? Is that out here? Two recorded double-double. Walker Kessler, plus 280. Yeah, you got to get to him today on DraftKings at 4,700. Like, think about it like this. Walker Kessler's 25% owned on FanDuel. He's 6,200, and you can only put him in the single center spot. The fact that he is 4,700 on DraftKings, guys, do not overthink this. Do not overthink this. What you need out of Walker Kessler is so minimal. He's the easiest play you can get to on today's slate. 55% boom rating, just a 4% bust rating. He's just going to be out there. So make sure you're getting yourself Walker Kessler and make sure you're hitting that like button because we are done here, folks. Thank you so much for joining me for the NBA Strategy Show. You know where we're going to be tomorrow and Thursday. I will be here with you. I will not be here with you on Friday morning, however. Got to celebrate the old T-Pain concert the night before. So that's all I got, guys. Thank you for joining me. Hit the like button on your way out the door. Use the promo code Dinger to sign up at MLB. Sign up at Sleeper using the link in the description. Get up to $500 on your first deposit. I will talk to you guys later. Join me for the NBA Live Before Lock Show later tonight. MLB Strategy Show coming up in 10 minutes.